Well, hello everyone, and welcome to your Cancer Full Moon Release and Let Go Astrology Energy Report and Guided Meditation for January 6th of 2023. I am Susan Saucier, your spiritual intuitive coach. Please note that this report is for everyone. If you know your birth chart, you can look to see where Cancer is, and it will help you know what area of your life you may be working on during this time. If Cancer is your sun, moon, or rising sign, you will more than likely feel this even more deeply. Now, if you are interested in going directly to the guided meditation portion, I have placed a timestamp in the notes below. And if you're interested in what you may experience in your world over the next few weeks, well, then let's talk about that right now. First, let's talk about some positive aspects that you may encounter with this Cancer full moon. The positive aspects are, they are creative, nurturing, loving, and protective. They are spontaneous and faithful and intuitive, tender-hearted and compassionate. And some of the negative aspects of Cancer can be that they can be really moody. They can be suspicious and clingy, resentful, and unpredictable. So again, that doesn't mean that you're going to experience all of that and that every Cancer has all of those aspects. It's just to let you know that you may experience some of those around you from other people or even from yourself, because the energy is very intense during full moons and it will revolve around the sign it's in. And that's why it brings it about in your energy. So let's talk about the Cancer full moon, which is the first full moon of 2023. Happy New Year to everyone. Now, as your energy traveled into 2023, you may have been excited for a new year to start. New Year's always gives you that feeling of fresh starts and a clean slate and new beginnings. This particular transition into 2023 may have been feeling a bit more intense for a lot of you due to Mercury being in retrograde until January 18th and Mars in retrograde until January 12th. Now, Mars is all about taking action, and when it's in retrograde, it kind of puts a damper on action happening the way you plan, or even no action happening at all. And Mercury being all about communication, so when it's in retrograde, you may be experiencing miscommunication and even technical issues as well. So even though you stepped into a new year with some eagerness for better outcomes, you may need to be patient and allow these retrogrades to be used to your advantage. Instead of diving in and pushing for whatever action you're desiring to happen and going against the tide, allow yourself to take a moment and reevaluate, reassess, and rethink everything you're pushing against to make something happen and reestablish what you do want. Think of this like a train about to leave the station, but suddenly has a delay. And you can get all angry, frustrated, look for ways to get to your destination with no success, pushing, arguing, complaining, or you can surrender and let the universe take the lead. When you surrender against the pushing for things to happen and you calm your energy down and surrender, you allow the vibration of your desires to come in where you may have been blocking them with all your frustration. Now, this full moon is in the sign of Cancer, as I mentioned, which is a cardinal sign and also a water sign, and it's represented by the crab. Cancer is known for its fierce loyalty and protection, especially of those they love and those they hold in their close circle. The energy of this Cancer full moon is reminding you that you also possess these attributes, and you may find yourself tapping into them during the next few weeks. If you think about the energy of the protector and combine nurturing energy as well, this is what you are being offered to protect and stand up for what you love in your life. And that can be other people, but it doesn't have to be other people. It can also be something you truly care about and love to do. Whatever is important to you. It's time to stand up for yourself and protect yourself as you would fiercely protect those you love. Do the same for you. Treat yourself as you treat those you love. Now, this full moon is going to be bringing into your awareness a sampling of what 2023 will be about. Over the years, you may have found yourself searching outside of yourself for things and people to make you feel happy or loved or excited or wanted and needed. And this Cancer full moon is urging you to feel deeply within and not to look for outside things and people and distractions to ignore the feelings or numb them. If you happen to be someone who tends to say to yourself, I'll be happy when I make this amount of money, or I'll be happy when I have the home of my dreams, or I'll be happy when I have someone special in my life, and so many other things that are all, in the end, not really what life is about. So as you embark further along on your journey here on planet Earth, notice all the changes that have taken place in your life since 2020 and how drastically things have changed in many ways. This is the year, 2023, to not look outside of yourself for fulfillment, but to look within to fill whatever empty void is needing your attention. When you live a life believing you will only be happy when you have a certain outcome and you finally receive that outcome, you're happy for a little while, and then that becomes familiar and you begin to seek outside of yourself for something or someone else to provide that happiness again. But if you tap into your higher self, you will discover that is where your joy resides, not outside of you. Go within to retrieve the happiness. Feel it. You don't need a material object or another person to provide it. That is a misconception that you've taken with you as a belief for many years. And this full moon is wanting you to feel into your deeper self and embrace the wounds and the lessons that have brought you to where you are today. You don't need to wait for happiness to come to you. It's already within you. You are a spiritual being living a human experience, not the other way around. But I get it. Here on this planet, with all the distractions, challenges, and obstacles, it can cause you to lose your way. Under the light of this Cancer full moon, give yourself permission to stop carrying all the baggage you've been carrying for way too long. You no longer need to be that person who overgives or people pleases just to feel needed or wanted, because you have it inside you. And the Cancer full moon is providing the love and nurturing you're needing to do all of that. Now, remember that this full moon can feel a bit overwhelming, especially with Mars and Mercury in retrograde, keeping you feeling stuck and maybe even confused. It's okay. You don't have to make any big decisions right now. Just because it's January, it's a new year, and you're feeling like, oh, I must do this. I've got to set a new thing. I've got to start a new habit. I'm going to make it happen or I won't be able to do it. No, you can take this break and you can start when you're ready. And right now really isn't the time because of these retrogrades. You want to just really rethink and make sure you're taking your time with everything. Do your best to surrender and trust that the universe has slowed things down to bring in a better outcome for you. Now, growth will be a big part of 2023, so don't let yourself become stuck in trying to control everything. Going within is going to be huge in 2023, and this Cancer full moon kicks your emotions into high gear as we start right away in January. So be gentle and kind and compassionate and nurturing with yourself. Give yourself a break. Now, in closing, remember to let your intuition guide you. pay attention to your emotions and if they belong to you or if they belong to someone else. It's easy to become confused when you take on other people's energy. So make sure you're taking the time to sit alone, taking the time to clear your energy field. You can always do that with a warm bath filled with essential oils and making that intention with Epsom salt. You can use sage and just kind of spread that out, the smoke out all around your body. And the again, the attention of I'm clearing my energy. You can even take a shower and, you know, make that statement. I am cleansing off this energy from me right now that doesn't belong to me. Because I know a lot of you out there are very empathic, and even the people pleasers, they definitely are, and they tend to have that aspect from being a young child where being around people in their lives that were very difficult and challenging, it was easier just to be the fixer and the pleaser because when they felt better, you felt better. And I know I say that a lot, but I want you to remember that during this time because the emotions are pretty big, and I want you to understand that it's important you know what emotions belong to you and not what belongs to someone else, because that's what we want you working on now and for this year, is taking care of you and what your needs are. Make sure you take the time to sit alone. Make sure you call in your angels and guides and spirit team to help you. It's a great time for inner reflection. Take time, again, be with just you at times. Honor your needs and desires before you let others overwhelm your energy. Now, since this full moon is in Cancer, it's also important to be with those you're close to. So if you're not, it's almost like a balancing act. You want to make sure you're taking that alone time. But again, if you're feeling that desire to be with family and friends, that's good too. And it's important that you let yourself feel part of the tribe that you are here with on Earth. Plan some fun time together as a family or close friends, and even fun time with your pets. They're all part of your tribe, and it's important during this time frame to embrace who you are alone and who you are with others, as long as you are honoring yourself completely when you're with others. I also want to remind you that while this full moon is in Cancer, we're also in Capricorn season, which can definitely impact your desire to feel your emotions and work on things with loved ones. The Capricorn energy can put a damper on getting emotions up to the surface and getting those who tend to be closed off to open up about their feelings. You may even find yourself wanting to ignore your feelings and focus on facts and taking action and doing things to distract you from your feelings. Notice if others are doing that as well. And that can be related to the Capricorn energy, where they just want to stay closed off and not talk about feelings, but just take action and stick to the facts. And it might be good to just let them do what they need to do, as long as you honor you in the process. You may find sudden changes, light bulb moments, and unexpected developments around this full moon due to Uranus. So be prepared for that as well. But this can be a welcomed event or outcome that's sudden that you've been working on or hoping for. Remember, when you are willing to do the inner work, when you're willing to take ownership of where you can make adjustments, then you have a higher chance of bringing in a brighter outcome in your world. It's not about blaming others. It's about understanding that you have created a soul contract on this world, and you're the lead player, and you have all these people in your life playing a role in your life. So it's important to understand that you did that so that you could learn and grow. So instead of blaming others, learn and accept and embrace whatever lesson you're being gifted with so that you can evolve and grow. Again, this year it will be a lot about growth. This is a year also where you want to tap into your spirituality in a very big way. And you might want to get a mentor or coach. You might want to take time to learn who you are and not who you have been pretending to be, so others will be happy. Let this Cancer full moon bring you love and compassion and nurturing energy that allows you to feel safe enough to really commit to letting go of what you know in your heart no longer needs to take up space there. I wish each of you a wonderful, healthy, happy, prosperous, and abundant 2023 that brings you inner peace filled with love and empowerment. Do not neglect yourself, because even when you feel as if you can't go on, always remember that you are more than your pain, more than your scars, and more than your fear. Why? Well, because you are truly amazing. If you are new to this channel, thank you so much for listening. I hope you will join me every few weeks by hitting the subscribe button, notification bell, introduce yourself in the comment section. I'd love to hear from all of you. If you found this helpful, please remember to share it. To my current subscribers, as always, so much love and gratitude to each and every one of you. I so love how much you commit to me and listening and commenting. It means the world to me, and I'm so grateful you are part of this soul tribe. Now, if you're interested in preparing your space for the full moon, I have put the link below for your convenience. And if you're ready to enjoy your full moon guided meditation, well, find a comfortable place and let's begin. Now take a nice, slow, deep breath in through your nose and release through your mouth. Once again, breathing in through your nose, new fresh clarity, and releasing through your mouth the old stagnant energy that no longer serves you. Let us join together in love, peace, and harmony as we gather together, embarking on this journey and connecting with the full moon as we prepare to cleanse and release what no longer serves us. We ask to be embraced in the highest vibration of pure divine love, pure healing light, surrounding us with safety and protection always. And we ask Archangel Michael from the south, bringing in the element of fire, to join us on this journey as we burn and release what no longer serves us. We ask Archangel Raphael from the east, offering us the element of air, to bring healing as we reclaim our power and let go of blocks and limiting beliefs. And we ask Archangel Uriel from the north, bringing in the element of earth, to give us a solid foundation upon which to build our dreams, providing us with stability and balance in our lives. And we call upon Archangel Gabriel from the west, bringing in the element of water, to shower down upon us pure cleansing, white light, clearing away old wounds and washing away past issues that hold us back, and supporting us as we sit with our emotions, aligning with our true authentic self. As we gather under this beautiful full moon, we also invite our spirit team, guides, angels, and helpers to be by our side as we embrace the opportunity this full moon is offering us. Now recognize that this full moon is symbolizing the end of a chapter in your life, shedding light upon the things and situations and behaviors that need your attention so that you can let them go. This is a healing process of purging and releasing and letting go. Please remember to drink plenty of water when your session is complete.
This full moon is also illuminating the things and people in your life that may be interfering with your spiritual growth and enlightenment. So right now, give yourself permission to be open to the light of the full moon and the messages that are being presented to you. Know that this is a great opportunity where you purge and release whatever you do not wish to take with you into your future. As you take in another cleansing breath through your nose, releasing the stagnant energy through your mouth, begin to feel your body relaxing even more deeply into a peaceful state, knowing that this is your time to heal, your time to purge, your time to release and let go of any stress, anxiety, and worries. Begin to feel them simply lift up off of your shoulders, out of your mind, drifting up and away from you, drifting up further and further away from you into nothingness. Know that you are safe and secure, and your spirit team is surrounding you with loving, healing light. Now begin to see in your mind a beautiful path unfolding before you. The full moon above is shining its bright, illuminating light, and you can clearly see the path before you. Notice that this path is specifically just for you and you alone, and it is created by your spirit team to bring you the safety, the love, and the healing that is needed as you release and purge. As you walk slowly along this beautiful path, begin to notice a gentle breeze caressing your face. You can smell the scent of beautiful flowers, and you can see all the stars lighting up the sky surrounding the bright full moon. You notice tall trees on either side of you as you walk along the path, feeling the velvety grass so soft beneath your feet. And as you come to the end of this path, you suddenly find yourself in a large, magnificent meadow. The full moon is shining, guiding you to a soft, large blanket awaiting your arrival. And as you sit or lie on this blanket, you find yourself looking up at the full moon and all the bright stars, feeling at peace, knowing that this is a powerful moment where you are here to heal and cleanse and rejuvenate your physical body, emotional body, mental body, spiritual body, and energy field. taking in a nice, slow, deep breath, releasing and letting go. You are now ready to proceed with releasing everything on your list, stating out loud or in your mind, I am now releasing everything on my list. This is my intention. I am ready to let go of what no longer serves me. I am washing away the fears of yesterday. I now release myself from any obstacles that are in my path. I now choose to forgive, knowing that I am setting myself free by doing so. I am now free from all these things, situations, and people that no longer serve me. This is my intention, and I am choosing to let this go. And it is so. Now allow yourself to bask in this loving energy of the full moon as it vibrates healing energy onto you, assisting you in letting go and releasing, guiding you and helping you purge and wash away all painful memories, washing away and soothing heartache, releasing and dissolving physical pain, helping you let go of anger and grief, dissolving guilt and shame, and removing any limiting beliefs and blocks that have kept you stuck. Know that while you have endured many challenges, they have allowed you to gain so much wisdom and insight in the process. Understanding that choosing to hold on to memories and negative situations and people that weigh you down will continue to keep you stuck. Set yourself free. It's time. You are ready to move forward and release any negative, heavy energy right now. Say these words in your mind or out loud. My heart's desire is to be filled with love, happiness, peace, excellent health, prosperity and abundance. And at this time, it is my intention, and I am choosing to heal every part of my body and my mind as I embrace this love and healing energy from this beautiful, vibrant full moon. Now begin to see in your mind everything you have written on your list. Notice that it is no longer bright and colorful. Notice that it has now become smaller and smaller, and you can barely see the words that you have written down. The list filled with everything you wish to release has now begun to move further and further away from you. Further and further away, no longer having any power or control over you. And as you look out into the distance, you can see this tiny speckle, smaller and smaller, until you no longer see it at all. It is gone. It is done. It is over. It is released and dissolved. You are free. You are now ready to embrace new positive beginnings that will empower you and fill you with joy and love. Place your hands over your heart. This signifies that you are cleansing the old and opening up space for a healing to take place in all areas of your life. Know that as you bask under the beautiful, vibrant, healing light of the full moon, you are also choosing to make any necessary changes that are needed in order for you to move forward on your path. Say these words out loud or in your mind. I am choosing to love myself. I am choosing to honor myself. I now give thanks and gratitude to the full moon, to the universe, and my creator. I now give thanks and gratitude to my spirit team, angels, and guides for being with me on this healing and nourishing, rejuvenating journey. I am so grateful for this cleansing and release, and I now have room and welcome in beautiful new beginnings that are manifesting in my life, and it is so. Thank you. Thank you. Now find yourself leaving the beautiful meadow, walking down the beautiful path, and finding yourself back into the present moment, knowing that you have released and you have cleansed and you have let go of what is no longer needed in your future. When you are ready, you can either continue to drift off into a wonderful deep sleep, or open your eyes and enjoy the rest of your day. At this time, I would like to thank each and every one of you. You all are extremely special to me, and I'm grateful that you have joined us to become part of this wonderful family. I wish you the best going forward, and I hope that you will share this video if you found it helpful. Hit the like button, the thumbs up, leave a comment, and subscribe if you haven't already. And I look forward to talking with you again